let's dive into what's happening in the crypto world today. As of just before noon on March 12, 2024, the whole crypto market's worth is sitting at 272 tenths, which is a 4.85% jump from yesterday. And get this, the amount of crypto being traded has shot up by 38.2%, reaching $163.35. That's a pretty big deal, showing a lot of action in the market. So here's the scoop on Bitcoin BTC from some SoSo Value. It's trading at $71,597, which is a 4.36% jump in the last 24 hours. The total market value of Bitcoin is sitting at a hefty $1.41 trillion, grabbing a 51.8% slice of the entire crypto market pie. When it comes to trading, 36.66 billion worth of Bitcoin changed hands today, making up 22.4% of all crypto trades. The next news is about Ethereum, ETH. It's also on the rise, with its price hitting $4,028.4, marking a 4.18% increase from yesterday. Ethereum's market cap is at $483.83.81 billion, which is 17.8% of the total market cap across all cryptos. Its 24-hour trading volume is 17.29 billion, accounting for 10.6% of the total trading volume. Putting BTC and ETH together, they dominate the market, with a combined market cap making up 69.6% of the total, and their trading volumes represent 32.9% of the market's total trading activity. After taking a look at the overall crypto market, let's zoom in on the top 5 token gainers of the day. As of 11:55, here's the rundown. First up, AMP is leading the pack. As of 11:55 today, it's rocking a market cap of $501.95 million, with a coin price of about 0.00889430 USD, and it's seen a whopping 75.6% increase in the last 24 hours. Next in line is Radio Kaka. Its coin price is sitting at 0.0006041 USD, with a solid 65.5% jump in the last day. Coming in third, we've got DOSE. Its coin price is at 0.01400 USD, showing off a 59.4% boost in the last 24 hours. In fourth place, Demetra is making moves, with a coin price of 0.14829 USD and a 57.8% rise in the last day. And rounding out the top five, ZoidPay is up with a coin price of 0.0179 Naira, climbing by 55.8% over the last 24 hours. Moving on, let's dive into how the crypto market sectors are doing. According to SoSo Value, out of 15 sectors, 13 are on the up, and only 2 are seeing a bit of a dip. The infra sector is leading the charge with a 5.94% increase, thanks to big gains in ZPay, 57.3%, DNT, 33.3%, and XPNet, 24.5%. The social FI sector isn't far behind, up by 5.59%, with 7.3%, so Puya by 11.6%, making notable jumps. And let's not forget the Layer 1 sector, which has climbed 0.39%, led by Celo, 40.9%, REI, 34.1%, and TON, 25.1%. All right, let's dive into the crypto news you got to keep an eye on today, courtesy of SoSo Value. First up, Bitcoin just hit a new record, soaring past 72K. Everyone's buzzing, thinking it'll climb even higher. This jump comes from a bunch of stuff like new U.S. exchange-traded funds wanting in, a future drop in how many new Bitcoins are made, and some solid U.S. job numbers. But the party didn't last long. Bitcoin took a nosedive, losing over 7% and landing at 62,705. This drop wiped out more than $33.48 in long bets. Despite this, other big players in the crypto world, like Ether and Solana SOL, managed to snag some gains. The word on the street is Bitcoin might chill for a bit before trying to break past 69K again, especially with a big halving event on the horizon. The next news is MicroStrategy just went big on Bitcoin, scooping up 12,000 of them for a cool $821.7 million in cash. This bold move followed right after they wrapped up an $800 million deal in convertible senior notes, all with the aim of stacking more Bitcoin. BlockBeats spilled the beans on this on March 11th, showing MicroStrategy is all in on their Bitcoin bet. The next news is, Tether just dropped the news that they're bringing their stablecoin, Tether Token USDT, to the Celo blockchain network starting March 11th. This move is going to make things more lively for folks using the Celo network by giving them more cash flow and stable money options to play with. By joining forces with the Celo blockchain, which is all about making crypto more user-friendly and green, they're aiming to boost the network's growth and offer its users a bunch more services and experiences. And get this, USDT is now up and running on 16 different networks, including big names like Algorand, Avalanche, Ethereum, EOS, and Solana, plus a bunch more. The next news is, ex-US President Donald Trump's been chatting about how Bitcoin's getting around a lot, and he's kinda on the fence about banning it. He's made a pinky promise that if he gets back into office, he won't go hard on cryptocurrencies. In fact, he's actually cheering for Bitcoin now, which made its value jump up. But don't get it twisted, he's still all about the US dollar being top dog. The next news is, the London Stock Exchange is gearing up to open its doors for Bitcoin and Ethereum exchange-traded notes, or ETNs, starting the second quarter of 2024. Now, ETNs are a bit IOUs from banks that can be a bit risky since you're basically trusting the bank's creditworthiness. Unlike their cousins, the ETFs, which are like baskets of different stocks or assets, ETNs are all about following the price of something specific to web, like Bitcoin or Ethereum, without actually owning it. So you're betting on the price changes without buying the actual assets. The next news is about the US president's budget proposal for 2025 and what the US Treasury has in store for that year. They're looking to shake things up for digital assets by updating tax rules. This means they're thinking about taxing crypto mining, making sure the wash sale rule applies to digital assets too, and even adding a tax on the electricity that miners use. They also want to put a stop to wash trading and are asking miners to spill the beans on how much electricity they're using and how much it's costing them. These changes are part of President Joe Biden's bigger plan and are pretty much a repeat of what he asked for in 2023, but that didn't get turned into law back then. The next news is Eclipse Labs just bagged $50 million in a Series A funding round, with the total cash hitting $65 million. This round was led by big names like Placeholder and HackVC and saw cash coming in from Polychain Capital, Delphi Digital, Maven 11, DBA, and Fenbushi Capital. Not just that, but they also got strategic investments from Flow Traders, GSR, Apollo Global Management, and OKX Ventures. What's Eclipse Labs planning to do with all this dough? They're working on an Ethereum Layer 2 solution that uses the Solana Virtual Machine, SVM, aiming to mix SVM's top-notch performance with Ethereum's rich liquidity. This move is set to shake up the current Layer 2 scene with something fresh. Eclipse Labs is all about building a super flexible Ethereum Layer 2 chain, eyeing a mainnet launch in Q2. They've already rolled out networks for developers and testnet versions, and they're planning to team up with big dApps like Rarible, Pyth Network, and Solend when they go live. The next news is, according to the latest scoop from CoinShares on March 11th, digital asset investment products just had their best week ever, raking in $2.7 billion. This massive haul has pushed the total money flowing in since the start of the year to $10.3 billion. That's just a tad under the record $10.6 billion we saw in 2021. Trading was off the charts too, hitting a record $43 billion last week. Thanks to the recent price jump, the total value of assets being managed hit a new peak at $94.4 billion. That's a whopping 14% jump in just 1 week and an 88% surge since the year kicked off. Bitcoin is still the belle of the ball, pulling in $2.6 billion, which is 14% of the total assets under management since January. Solana, despite some recent bumps, managed to attract $24 million last week. Ethereum, while doing pretty good overall this year, saw a small dip with a $2.1 million outflow. Other assets making waves include Polkadot, Phantom, Chainlink, and Uniswap, bagging $2.7 million, $2 million, $2 million, and $1.6 million respectively. Meanwhile, blockchain stocks experienced a minor setback with a $2.5 million outflow. The next news is, over in South Korea, they're setting their sights on a new project to keep an eye on crypto and make sure no one's dodging taxes with it. By 2025, they're planning to roll out a system dedicated to managing crypto assets. This news comes straight from Digital Daily, a Korean media outlet. The Korean National Tax Service isn't messing around either. They've pivoted to lead the charge in getting this system off the ground. What's it going to do? Well, it's designed to sift through all the data from crypto trading platforms, keeping tabs on users' transactions. So for anyone thinking of getting creative with their crypto taxes in South Korea, think again. The next news is, Coinbase is stepping up its game against the SEC by filing an opening brief in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. They're not happy with the SEC saying no to their request to start making some solid rules for the crypto industry. Coinbase is basically asking the court to tell the SEC to get moving on setting up these rules. They're arguing that the SEC is trying to control digital assets by just taking action against folks without clearly laying out the rules of the game. Back in December 2023, the SEC wasn't having any of it and turned down Coinbase's request with a close 3-2 vote. The head of the SEC, Gary Gensler, reckons that the current rules are good enough for digital assets. But two of the SEC's own, Hester Pierce and Mark Uyeda, think it's crucial to tackle the challenges new tech brings to the table. Coinbase is fighting back, saying the SEC's no-go is not only wrong, but also against the law. All right, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening, and we hope you got some good insights. Check out soesovalue.xyz, your go-to spot for all things crypto research, to keep up with the latest market trends and crucial info. Catch you next time. Cheers.